When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
11:36, Thursday morning with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, welcome in. We will take a first look at the New York Giants, the Cowboys' opponent in Week 2, coming up in 15 minutes. But right now, as you just heard, boy, music.
A couple of things here that I want to present before I get to the what I was talking about, and my math was so bad on the fly. 41 years ago, not 36, I was 5 years off. But I don't know if anyone else has the excitement of the news that broke that a possible tour is on the horizon for 2026. And while I'm definitely sure that if this tour happens, they will definitely have a stop in Dallas/Fort Worth, I will try to go see this on the road and test the streak that I have that concerts could be canceled, the ones I'm going to out of town. And this is the Up in Smoke 2.0 tour.
Closed.
That has the potential reunion of Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and 50 Cent on tour, Up in Smoke. That is about as exciting as it gets, because one of the concerts that started my streak was the 30th anniversary of Doggy Style that was supposed to happen in L.A. at the Hollywood Bowl. They had two nights, bought tickets, everything was going to be great, and they canceled that show because of the writer's strike, and they never made it back. So an opportunity to go out and see those four guys on tour would definitely pique my interest. But I would want to go on the road and see this one. Dallas, Fort Worth, that's too easy. Let's go to Vegas, Denver. Ooh, Denver.
Denver.
With the Up in Smoke tour.
Would they play at Red Rocks?
I doubt it.
Okay.
But, man, you could participate all the time with that tour in Denver.
Yeah, you could.
I just thought about that. That's where I'm going. If this tour happens, they say some people are saying it's official. Some people are saying not quite yet. They haven't announced even a first date or anything like that. If that happens and it's not during the week, let's go to Denver and see that.
Denver.
That's where I'm pinpointing.
I like it.
All right. So you know how different things can come across your feed. You don't know why. Maybe you clicked on some video and then all of a sudden you are inundated with information about that one subject that you clicked.
Right. Yes.
And I think I played this for you during a break one time, but Tipsheet had me up on here. Scrolling through, it had to have been the reels on Facebook or whatever, and I saw this video that had the isolated vocals of the Jackson 5, and I'll play it for you.
Say goodbye. Every time I think I've had enough and start heading for the door, but the very next vibration piercing me right to the floor. It's it, turn around, you fool. You know your love of mine. Tell me why. Is it so? Don't wanna let you go. I never can say goodbye,
I never can say goodbye.
Ooh, ooh, baby.
Hey, baby.
I never can say goodbye.
Never could say goodbye.
That is outstanding. And it's got me thinking, and probably why I'm getting all this Michael Jackson on my reels now is probably watched that like 7-8 different times right when it happened. Because I will contend that that age, young Michael Jackson, may be, in my opinion, and that's all that I have, the greatest vocalist I've ever heard. With that voice control at that age, sounding like that, I just don't think there was anyone else that could perform like that at that level. The older he got, it felt like the more of his music was a bit. And his voice, I don't know if he's just tired or I don't know. He just didn't sound as good vocally.
Yeah.
Even in some of the bigger hits, than he did when he was a young kid.
I've heard them do this exact same thing with Billie Jean. I'm pretty sure it's Billie Jean, and it's almost as impressive, but you're right. Like, it's not as controlled. It's almost like it's more of a freestyle.
Scream or something. Like, I don't know
Plus
what it is.
Doing all the sounds and stuff in between.
Right.
Like, it's way less technical, I guess.
Right. It's not the control that he had as a youngster. And then now I'm getting all these reels of Michael Jackson as a youngster on tour with his brothers, and the control that that dude had at his age was remarkable.
Yeah, because how old was he there? Like 7?
No, I think he was probably older than that. Probably like 10, 11 or something like
Even
that.
Then, I mean.
But just a little kid with that control, that vocal range to me, I thought was just makes him one of the top vocalists at that age or at that time. I think he's one of the greatest ones early on, but not later. So now you start going towards the other reels you're getting about Michael Jackson. And this one came out about the Victory Tour. And I was interested in this because I wanted this to be my very first concert. Like, you want to talk about begging my parents to go to a show. And they weren't all about that, because at that age in 84, when this Victory Tour came to Dallas, I was 13 years old. So they probably could have dropped me off. You're at a day and age to where they could drop me off.
Where'd they play at?
I want to say it was at Texas Stadium.
Okay, wow. All right. That's
could drop me off and then come pick me up, but they weren't going to go through that hassle, and they're not going to that show. It's like, no, man, but you're just not going. And I'm telling the disappointment was huge with me, not for this to be my very first concert, because I did have some friends that went to the show, and they were saying how great it was. But now you start getting some of the facts behind the show, and I saw this one reel a couple of days ago that started explaining different things about that whole Victory Tour that tripped me out, and I had no idea that was going on behind the scenes. Now, this thing was at first promoted by Don King. He put the money out up front to get this thing going, about $3 million back in 1984. And Michael Jackson did not want to do this tour with his brothers. This was almost more like a, you know what, we don't have a Thriller tour. All right, we'll go out and throw a bone to my brothers, because besides Jermaine, they don't have anything. Jermaine had an album out. I know he had a single out with Dynamite that was big and got a lot of radio play, but his other brothers didn't have anything. So his mom almost had to beg Michael Jackson, just do this for your brothers. Like, they really, truly need this.
Okay.
And then he came out early and said, I'm not even taking any money from this tour. Everything that I get, I'm going to donate it to charity. So you guys could do what you need to do. I'm helping you guys out. You can get money in your pocket with this tour.
Okay.
But I'm not taking anything. And the longer this thing went, the more Michael Jackson got very frustrated about what was happening and was way more distant with his brothers and everything else. And I think they only went like one other tour afterwards with the Jackson 5, all six brothers, and then that was it. Wow. He was done. But another aspect of this thing that I did not know about, and it's sports related, because as they're trying to get all the dates going with this tour and where to start, I believe they started this thing in Kansas City, because they did have that song.
Go You're right,
to Kansas City. And when they were going to Boston, and I can't remember if this was early in the tour or late in the tour, but the owner of the New England Patriots, his name was Billy Sullivan at the time, and Chuck Sullivan is his son. So they were like, man, let's get behind this. This is the Jackson 5. As far as promoting goes, let's throw a ton of money in this thing. And, you know, when they come to Boston area, they can play in Foxborough. This would be great. They're going to, why wouldn't you throw money behind Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 in this huge Victory Tour? Well, it didn't work out too well for them promoting the Victory Tour with Michael Jackson, so much so they lost so much money they had to sell the team.
What?
They had to sell the Patriots.
Is that how Kraft got it?
Kraft was two owners after
this. Yeah, he was after. Yeah,
yeah. So they sold the team. Let's see, I have this information here. They sold the team in 1988 to Victor KIAM, however you pronounce his last name.
Victor KIAM.
Yeah. And then then sold it to James B. Orthwin in 92. And then Robert Kraft sold it. I bought it from him.
Yeah.
So they were in such financial ruins after the Victory Tour.
That's amazing.
They had to sell the Patriots.
And did they ever even play in that area?
I'm pretty sure they had to.
Because I was looking at the concert the tour list, and they had a few shows that they had to cancel because the show that you wanted to go to was July 13th, 14th, and 15th, 1984 at Texas Stadium.
Three nights, and I could not go.
118,803 is how many people went. Well, I mean, each night.
Right, right. It is. That's crazy. They said that they estimated that they will make up to $13 million.
What? Really?
The Sullivans, by promoting this thing.
Hmm.
You know, this is back in 84. So $13 million is a ton of money.
Yeah.
And then by August, they had reduced that estimate to $3 million. But they had to put so much into this thing. And as the tour went on, it's just Michael Jackson and his brothers were just tensions big time. And it just lost that much money where they could not recoup. And a few years later, they had to sell the Patriots. Sure. I had no clue that that was going down like that with those dudes.
Shows a difference in ownership in different eras where, like, this amount of money, although big at that time, and if in today's dollars translated, still big, doesn't make a dent in today's owner's pocket.
No, none, but not now. But how you got tickets, and that was another part of this reel that I saw. It was like a true, pure lottery system. Like, you had to send in a money order for $120 because tickets were like $30 each.
What?
In 94, that's a lot of money. $30 each. So you had to send $120 in randomly.
Yeah.
And if you're selected, okay, you get tickets. You had no idea what those tickets were. You just know that you got notified that if you sent that money in, you won your four tickets to go see Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5.
Did they send the money back?
Yeah, if you didn't get the lottery, you got the money back.
Man, but you didn't know. Nuts.
What if you were going by yourself? Like, I just need one ticket. You could only send in for four. You couldn't send in for just one. Like, they had a lottery system that
is
pissed
wild.
Off a lot of people with this thing. So many different moving parts with this victory tour. It feels like, man, this is family. Everything is great.
My goodness. Just
going through all that, man, tripped me the hell out about that victory tour. And I'm mad at my parents because I couldn't go, and I'm all mad.
You could have gone.
My parents weren't sending $120 in for some lottery. Like, if I could have gone to Sound Warehouse to buy two tickets, maybe that would have been the case. But no,
you
dude.
You could have sold the other ones for a fortune.
You think
online?
Yeah, online in 84. My dad will walk up and down the
where he just holds his fingers up against his chest,
right.
looking for three.
His luck, it'll be a cop and he's in jail, and I'm still at the concert. Dad, I'll see you after the show.
Yeah, because if you had gone on July 13th, Eddie Van Halen made a guest appearance and played the solo on Beat It.
Wouldn't have known who he was at the time.
Yeah, but you liked Beat It.
But he played. Didn't he play the?
You're a teenager.
Okay.
What?